Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders. I'm running for president. And I'm asking you today to be part of an unprecedented grassroots campaign of 1 million active volunteers in every state in our country. Our campaign is not only about defeating Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history. It is not only about winning the Democratic nomination and the general election. Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
That's the Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He's announced he'll run for President of the United States in 2020. Mr. Sanders, of course, failed to secure the Democratic endorsement in the 2016 election, which instead went to Hillary Clinton, who subsequently lost to Donald Trump. Let's go to Washington and our correspondent Simon Marks. Good morning, Simon.
Hello, Susie.
Is Bernie Sanders yesterday's man?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? And we're going to know the answer at some point over the next 18 months or so. Pipped at the post he was in 2016 by Hillary Clinton in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Remember that Bernie Sanders is not a member of the Democratic Party. He is an independent, a socialist senator from Vermont, a veteran fixture up on Capitol Hill, and he caused consternation within the Democratic Party's ranks in 2016. By giving Hillary Clinton more than a run for her money. He almost won the party's nomination with his appeal to younger, more left-wing, less orthodox Democratic Party supporters than Hillary Clinton was able to bring over to her side of the aisle. So what happens this time round when he is up against a number of other younger Democrats who also hew to the left of the party? Women like Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Senator Kamala Harris of California, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, they have already thrown their hats into the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. So he's got to find a way of not only echoing the old themes that we heard him reflecting upon there, but being newly relevant to young Democratic voters who have a raft of choice at this very early stage of the Democratic Party's primary process.
Yeah, there were a lot of victories, of course, at the midterms by women, by first-time candidates, by minorities, and a lot of people crediting Bernie Sanders with that shift in the Democratic Party. But you do mention his age, 77.
Yeah, 77. I mean, to be fair to him and also to another veteran of the Democratic Party, Senator Joseph Biden, who's 78, former Vice President Joseph Biden, who has not yet thrown his hat in the ring, but we think he will. The opinion polls show that Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are the two most popular candidates or potential candidates out there among Democrats. But we are at the very, very early stages of the race. And one of the questions that Bernie Sanders will confront is whether those younger, particularly women, who to some extent owe their political careers to him, in fact go on the attack against him. And one line of potential attack they can use against him, Susie, is lingering questions about sexual harassment that took place within Bernie Sanders' campaign back in 2016. Not questions about Bernie Sanders' behaviour, but questions about the behaviour of campaign managers towards campaign staffers. And Bernie Sanders has already had to pledge that some of the figures that were in his inner circle 4 years ago will not be there in 2020. We don't know how much that is going to damage him. We do know that his presence already has changed the language of American politics, with President Trump branding all the Democrats who are running for the presidential nomination as socialists. It used to be that Republicans would call their political opponents liberals if they really wanted to offer them a mark of Cain. Now Donald Trump says they're all socialists, and he says that Bernie Sanders has dragged the party to the socialist left.
It's a pretty crowded field already for the Democratic nomination. Is that going to help or hinder them?
Look, I mean, it's certainly going to give the Democratic Party a heck of a chance to argue with itself for at least the next year and change. I mean, this time next year, we will be shivering in the snows of New Hampshire and Iowa as we cover the primary contests and the caucuses and Super Tuesday as the Democratic field shakes itself out. It looks like there will be more than 20 contenders for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. It is a wide open race, and there is, of course, everything to play for, and the Democrats are benefited in one regard. Donald Trump has no idea who he's going to be running against in that 2020 re-election battle. There's nothing Donald Trump relishes more than having a single opponent to go after and blast on Twitter. He's going to have to use a scattergun approach over the next several months while the Democrats go through what will be internecine warfare and a real internal debate about the future direction of the party.
Simon Marks in Washington, thank you very much for the update.